It's a crowded field this season with 7 people running for 3 seats on the Ketchikan City Council and 2 candidates vying for city mayor. First, let's introduce each candidate, starting with City Council. Running for a 1-year seat are George Librand, a longtime resident, business owner, and former City Council and Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member, Chuck Slagle, also a longtime resident and business owner but new to the election ballot, and Julie Isom, a former aide to Senator Burt Stedman and a former mayor and City Council member in Thorne Bay. Running for the 2 3-year council seats are incumbent Bob Sievertson, a lifetime resident and retired city employee, Sam Bergeron, a local business owner also born and raised in Ketchikan and a former council and assembly member, Janelle Gage, born and raised in Ketchikan and new to politics, and Spencer Strasberg, a local business owner who moved here about 18 years ago and is wading into local politics for the first time. And finally, the mayor candidates, incumbent Lou Williams III, a former city council member, local business owner, and longtime resident, and Ed Plute, a charter fishing operator who moved here about 15 years ago and has run unsuccessfully for public office previously. One of the biggest issues the council deals with every year is the budget, and the candidates were asked how they would deal with likely budget shortfalls due to less revenue sharing from the state. Plute says he would push to get rid of the city manager.
Carl Amelon, our city manager and bookkeeper, et cetera, the thing I don't understand is half of his projects go over by millions of dollars, and the budgets are just scaring me. This man ought to be alleviated from office. That's the start of budget on him. The budget, as far as the state goes, we're going to have a great, great fall for that. And the cruise industry will not last forever, so we better understand how to get a better budget going all over the board.
Other candidates suggested that the city try to do more with its own workforce rather than contract out for projects, work with local organizations to provide services, ask community members for ideas on how to save money, and seek new revenue options. Speaking of which, the candidates were asked whether they support a tobacco tax. That's a recent proposal that's been tabled by the Borough Assembly but will come in front of the City Council soon. Most of the candidates support the idea, but some, like Plute, say it should be up to the voters. Strasberg and Librand oppose a tobacco tax, at least as it's currently written. Isom agrees and says the proposal needs reworking.
When I first saw it come out and it was $3 a pack and you're taxing one group of people, that just it left a sick feeling in my mouth, and I didn't see it as a good thing. When you're taxing one group of people, $3 a pack, I don't even know how much a pack of cigarettes are, but $3 seemed like an excessive tax.
An audience member asked whether the candidates would support a new effort to consolidate the city and borough governments, and nearly all of the candidates said they would because it would save the community money. Strasberg, though, says he can see why some might oppose such a move.
I think there's differences that we have with our water and some of our services here that maybe the people that are outside of the area don't have the same impact and the same concerns with. And so I'd have to really consider this a whole lot more. I'd have about a billion more questions before I weighed in.
Marijuana was another topic that came up. While pot is legal for personal use throughout Alaska, communities do have the ability to opt out of commercial marijuana. The candidates were mixed on the topic. Williams says he's opposed to allowing edible products. Librand says legalization put a lot of black market dealers out of work. Plute says alcohol is much worse of a societal problem. Slagle and Isom say pot is distracting people from more important issues. Sievertson says he's waiting to see what regulations the state comes up with. Bergeron says it's a great potential source of revenue. Strasberg says it's legal now and the community should try to benefit. And Gage says that while she's opposed to the use of pot, she thinks the state is doing a good job figuring out how to regulate it. Gage adds that she likes to stress a more positive economic potential for the community.
I actually pulled this out the other day because I'd read it, and it's from 2013. But local artists raise, non-art employment included, $57 million in Southeast Alaska. So we have a ton of nonprofits. We have some amazing artists in our community, and we do need to tap into those things.
You'll hear more from local candidates as the campaign continues. The local election is October 6th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.